The Torah says, Tamam Tiyah Em Hashem Elokecha. The Baal Turim says very powerful words. Baal Turim says, Shim Telech Betmimis. The individual who follows Hashem Betmimis under all circumstances without questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are an individual Kilo Kiyamta as you fulfill the entire Torah Me'alef Atof. And this Fasemis, on this Pasuk of Tamam Tiyah Em Hashem Elokecha, writes, for who han the soyin bizman hazeh. Sfasem says, then our time where we live in a world of questions and we live in a world with all sorts of contradictions, the challenge of a Jew, says the Sfasem, is to remain strong with tamim tiyah Hashem Elokecha, to be strong in our amuna. And the Sfasem says, he says, that even though we know that the world run has teva, has nature, there are rules of nature that are part of the creation of the world, but he says, the pasuk says, "Ashecholak Hashem alakecha oisam lechalu amim ashtachas kol hashemayim." Those rules of nature are limited to the people, to the other nations of the world, but we Klal Yisrael are above those rules. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Klal Yisrael are above all of the rules. Eila told us, it says in Parashas Bereishis, HaShemayim V'Oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world, Shemayim V'Oretz, there's the earth, there's the heavens, there's the rules. But Klal Yisrael are not subject to those rules. There's a very interesting vart from the first Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalom from Belz. He says, already in his times, there were meteorologists who would predict the weather. And sometimes they predicted the weather, and it didn't happen as they said it would happen. So the Belzer Rebbe said, it's not to be understood that they made a mistake. They didn't make any mistake. Rather, the way to understand what happened, says the Belzer Rebbe, is that according to the rules of nature, the weather that they predicted would happen was indeed the way it was supposed to happen. But Klal Yisrael, there might have been a Yid who davened and had a specific reason that it shouldn't rain. Or there might have been a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to rain, because that would be better for our Avodas Hashem. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu run those rules of nature that say it should rain today, it doesn't rain if it's not what is in the master plan for Klal Yisrael. And the Divrei Yecheskel says, the Torah says at the beginning of our parasha, V'leisokim l'chom atzeva, don't put up monuments asher soneh Hashem elokecha. And Rashi says, what is the definition of a matzeva? Matzeva is even achas. A matzeva means a one stone monument. L'hakriv ala afil l'shemayim, that you may want to offer something, even l'shem Hashem. And then Rashi adds, afu pisha hoysa ayhuva lo bimei avos, the matzeva was the way that our avos Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov served Hashem, achshav shaneihu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises it. Ma'achas shespo elu choyk l'avretz kechavim. Now it's become the way that the Avdei Chachamim worship their God. So the Divrei Yecheskel explains what changed. That the office of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their Avodas Hashem was in such a high level, and their Avodas Hashem involved bringing a matzeva, and now it's so unwanted by Hashem. So he explains that Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, the way they came to the recognition of Hashem was through Chakira, through asking questions. The famous Medrash that speaks about Avram Avinu, Klum, Yesh Bira B'lay Manig, is it possible that there should be a world without somebody running the world? And that caused him to realize that there's a Balabira, there's somebody who runs the world. That was the Avodas Hashem in this time. But, explains the Divrei Yecheskel, after Matan Torah, what changed after Matan Torah is that the way we are supposed to serve Hashem is not with questions and answers and trying to delve in. Does Hashem exist? Where do we see Him? How do we see Him? The way we're supposed to serve Hashem is with Torah and mitzvahs. When a Jew learns Torah, when a Jew says the davens, when a Jew does mitzvahs, that's the way we become close to Hashem. And that is how, actually, as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates back to us. So explains the Divrei Yecheskel. Before Matan Torah, the way of serving Hashem was with Evan Achas, with this one stone of thinking about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We now don't have an Evan Achas. We have Avonim. We have many stones. What are the many stones that we have? The many stones that we have are the many words of Torah. The Avonim are the many words of Tefillah. The Avonim are the many acts of mitzvahs. Those are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks from us. And if that's and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, and that's what Hashem says, Tamim tiyem Hashem al-kecha. Don't question what I do. You do what you're supposed to do. And don't question who I am and where I am. And that, as the Sfasema says, that is Iker. That is the primary way that we serve Hashem and relate to Hashem, Bezman Hazeh. There's an interesting episode with the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis says that, no, the Chazanish. There was once somebody who was learning with the Chazanish, a Gemara, and he asked a question. And the Chazanish asked him, it's a good question, but is there a nafkamina? What is the halachic difference with your question if the answer will be this way or that way? And the person who asked the question says, there really wouldn't be a difference. Said the Chazon Ish, one should not become accustomed to ask questions. Questions are not the way of a Jew. If you have to ask a question because otherwise you can't understand the Gemara, if you have to understand the, if you have to ask a question because you otherwise won't understand the piece of Chumash, of course you should ask. But if just to ask a question for the sake of asking a question, that is contrary to what a Jew is supposed to be doing. Because a Jew is supposed to live a life of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Al-Kechem. And the Sefer Pnei Maven says, if we look at the entire parasha, that is the lesson of our parasha, Parasha Shoiftim. And he actually says that perhaps because it's before Rosh Hashanah, we read Parasha Shoiftim always in Elul as we approach Rosh Hashanah. That's how a Jew is supposed to approach his Rosh Hashanah. A Jew is supposed to approach Rosh Hashanah realizing and recognizing that if he wants to stand in front of Hashem and have a ksiva v'chsima taiva, he has to come with a tamim tiyem Hashem al-kecha. And he begins with a story. He says there was once a Rav who was accepted to be the Rav of his city, and the president of the community went and asked somebody, paid somebody, to as if he's taking him to a Din Torah. This person, regular person in town, is taking the president to a Din Torah. And he, this president of the community, taught this other side exactly what the Din Torah should be and what he should say. And according to the way this Din Torah was presented, the president was to lose. And the Rav listens to the two sides, and he indeed issues a decision in favor of the opponent of the president. And the president begins to say, do you realize who you're saying should be lose this Din Torah? Do you realize who you're saying is the one that was wrong? I, the Rosh HaKol, I, the president. And he says, the Rav holds strong, and he says, I know that a Jew has to do what's right. And then the president said, this is the test I wanted to test you, and you passed with flying colors. Says the Pnei Maven, that's how our parasha begins. Shoiftim v'shoitim titan l'cha b'chol sharecha. You have to appoint judges in all of your communities. But what is the lesson, and what must a judge, a dayan, always have in mind? Ashashem elokecha noisin l'ch. that he has to only be concerned, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? And the pasuk continues, tzedek, tzedek tirdoif. And Rashi says, holach acha bezdin yofa. What's the definition of halach acha bezdin yofa? Go after a nice bezdin. What's the definition of a nice bezdin versus a not nice bezdin? The definition of a nice bezdin is the bezdin that recognizes that their job is asher Hashem Elokecha noisen loch, to carry out the word of Hashem. And the pasuk says that if you live your life that way, leman tichya atav azarecha, we all want to have arichas yom v'shanim tovus. We want to have a long and healthy, wonderful life. The person who lives his life understanding that asher Hashem Elokecha noisen loch, that will be the dayan that will be zoicha to have that arichas yomim. And then we find in the pasuk that when Klal Yisrael goes out to war, and there's a koyin, the Meshulch Muhammad, who gets up and says, "V'nigash hakoyin v'dib al'am," and he speaks to the soldiers as they're going to battle, and he says, "Shema Yisrael, atem kreivim yom hayom l'muhammad, al ta'aleveichem." You're going out to battle with your enemies. Don't be scared. And Rashi says, Shema Yisrael, if you have nothing working in your favor, you will prevail. And the question, of course, is, there are tayag mitzvahs, there are so many mitzvahs in the Torah. Why is it the mitzvah of Krishma that will cause that we should prevail in war, and if not, chas v'shalom, the other way? The answer is, as the Sfasema says, the Jew who remembers Shema Yisrael is the Jew of Tamim Tiyah Meshem Elokecha. He's proclaiming and declaring that I am Tamim. I am living my life Meshem Elokecha. And the person who lives his life with Tamim Tiyah Meshem Elokecha, that he sees Hashem in everything that he does, doesn't ask questions, just does what he's supposed to do, he's the Jew that will be zoicha to prevail in all wars, whether they're wars of ruchnius or they're battles of gashmius. He will be the people, man tichya, that he, atav zarecha, he and his family will be taka zoicha to tichya as we stand in Elul to a ksiva v'chsima taivah.